Bring that fat ass over here. I wanna get it in my mouth. I wanna get it in my mouth. Suck on that ass, baby. I gotta suck on that ass, yo.
Talking the hard on podcast. Podcast is not about length, but how you use it.
In your ass, eating on your ass, yo. I'm eating on you, eating on you.
I'm Sean Barnes.
On your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby.
Oh, I didn't know there was a video. We're trying a new thing out here. I wanna eat it with my tongue and mouth, yo. This is Work That Ass for Daddy by Mark Rebillet.
Rebelay.
Topic: big booty, black girl. He's doing this in some sort of like live stream, it appears.
We're trying some. We're talking about getting a new theme.
This is the guy who will send us a cease and desist letter.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yo, I feel the juice in my mouth. Yo,
juice.
The juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby. Yo,
oh, oh my God.
Alright. I'll fade him out.
He has his phone number on there.
Yeah, give him a call. 646-798-7998.
I can't even see the rest of your body. Your ass is fat. Then sitting down, baby, on my
just a visual. This guy is
pussy in your ass in the same place you gotta work.
This guy's great. And just for context here, he's probably, I mean, he's white as fuck.
Yeah, sure is. Big glasses.
Yep. Probably like $130.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of it is his mustache.
Yeah.
And his gigantic pendulous testicles.
Right.
Yeah. He's not fucking around.
No. But he's got a sweet setup.
He so does. He's got a whole thing.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't his first rodeo, as they say.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He looks like a guy who knows that this is fucking hilarious.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of talent.
Oh, is he breaking it down right now and we just missed it? Dude, he's recording this all live. He's mixing this as he fucking, he's doing it by himself. So this man is a talent.
Yeah, he's got
that's all I'm saying.
He's got like a loop, a drum machine, like a looper. Uh-huh. He's got a keyboard. He's got a mic. He's got some live effects.
Oh, he set the mic down. Maybe he's gonna break it. Oh, there's just the end of the song.
Oh, and then he picked it back up. Oh yeah, he's fading out.
Oh man, songs don't fade out anymore.
Yeah.
Like the good old days.
Like Freebird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's just they repeat the chorus until it's fucking over. Like, well, are we done?
I think Freebird went out on a guitar solo that like never ended. It was just like a long, sweet ass guitar solo. I saw a video not too long ago. It was this dude in Atlanta. He's probably like in his, I don't know, late 20s, maybe. Maybe he's older. Black dude who had never heard. He goes on and he listens to these songs that he's never heard before, and it's all like classic rock songs and shit like that. So
okay.
He streams himself listening to this and then live reacting to it. And the Freebird one was so entertaining because you see him like, all right, okay, all right. And he's kind of like easing into it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, when it's like, you know, the 18-minute guitar solo, he is going fucking bonkers. He's like, this is amazing. He's fucking smacking his leg. He's so into it. Yeah. And it's cool. It's a cool.
I'll have to check that out.
It's a cool idea. Yeah. I think I follow him on, I think I've subscribed to him on YouTube. And I don't use YouTube like I should use YouTube. Like, I don't use YouTube like it's intended to be used. I just kind of use it like a search engine and go on there and find random shit. Like, I've subscribed to a few people, but not enough where, you know, like people subscribe to shit and then this becomes their primary form of entertainment and they get the notifications that shit's new. Mm-hmm. And that's not how I use the platform.
That's how the kids use it.
Yeah.
But as you know, Jay, someone who works in media.
Yes.
YouTube is the number two search engine in the world.
Yeah. People want to see.
So if people out there, if you are not utilizing YouTube in your social media marketing, then you are doing yourself a disservice.
Being a real dope is what you're doing.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Or that's what they're doing. I thought you were giving me shit. I'm just so used to that, I guess.
Oh, no. Oh.
I thought you were like, oh, you're being such a dope right now.
Sean.
I thought you were basically like being this, like, will you shut the fuck up about work shit?
This is the Stockholm Syndrome podcast.
I've been in this room for 6 months, and I think I'm finally coming to understand where Jay's coming from. I know why. He just wants me to be safe. He knows what's best for me. He knows that I'm not prepared for what is outside those doors. I can't handle that. That's not a life that I'm capable of living. And he keeps me here. He brings me food when I pass out.
Yeah.
I
change your bucket.
He's kind enough to let me shit in a bucket in the corner.
Yeah.
When I first came in here, there was no bucket. But he realized I had a need. And he fulfilled that need.
That bucket didn't steal itself from a leak in the mall.
Oh, my God.
Bring itself in here.
Falling down around us.
Oh, my God, dude. It's so sad. We just went downstairs to get a beverage out of the vending machines.
Yeah, well, when I first got here, there was one leak.
Right.
From a speaker, which is exactly where you want a leak to be coming from.
Yeah, you want as much water going through wires as possible.
Yeah, it's exactly where you want that. It's in all likelihood this entire thing could shut down right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing that we, first of all, have electricity in here in the first place. But I'm pretty sure there is a complete likelihood that there will be a loud pop.
Yeah.
And then everything will just shut down.
Yeah.
And then you and I will be sitting here talking to no one.
Well, what's great about that is there's batteries in the recorder.
Oh, there is.
So we could just unplug the mics from the mixer and go right in.
We could walk around the mall in the dark.
That's what's going on up there right now.
That's actually, yeah. So as I'm coming in, the water is dripping from the speaker, and you can hear, like, you ever like a wet carpet? Like, once it gets wet, it's saturated and it just splat. Like,
it's such a nerve wracking sound.
Oh, it's awful.
For anybody who's lived in a shitty apartment, it's the worst.
If you've ever had a leaky roof, it's the worst sound you could ever hear.
It's like a thwap.
Mm-hmm.
Thwap. Thwap.
And it's
thwap.
And you start to hear the consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives you nuts.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's not talk about
that. We both have water trauma.
We do. Like, I was going to ask you when you came in if that was stressing you out just seeing it. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
I'm
over it now.
I'm getting better with it, too, as far as, like it fucking poured yesterday, and I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
This is Jay working out our issues with rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have the leaky roof. I had a leaky ceiling in an apartment I lived in. I loved that apartment.
Right.
We had a leaky skylight. Ultimately, it was the reason we left the apartment. It's shitty. Moved to another apartment, had a fucking leaky ceiling. No matter what happened, that leak would not be plugged.
You couldn't figure out where the source was.
Awful, yeah. That went on forever. And then we've moved into the house, and now my basement gets wet. So it's constantly, like, I like the rain when that's what's shitty.
Right.
I like rainy days, except now I kind of got to worry a little bit. But I'm not worried about it.
Right.
So, yes. So the mall is leaking.
Yeah, but we went down to a vending machine.
Dude.
We're on the second floor of the mall.
Yep.
And then down on the first floor, it's even worse.
It looks like it's raining.
It's raining inside the mall.
Like we said, you know, one spot, one one bucket is a leak. There were like, I don't know, 10 spots where it was just raining. Like, it's just raining now.
Right, where it's just like, that's just where the water is going.
Yeah.
That's just part of the natural water cycle at this point.
Yeah.
Like, kids have charts in their textbooks that'll say, well, like, well, this is a cloud. And then when the cloud gets too full of moisture, it will empty its water onto the ground. And then some of that water collects in the Amsterdam Mall.
In the mall. Yeah.
And then it lives inside the Amsterdam Mall.
Turns until into mold.
Molds. And then eventually they'll put a dehumidifier in. It will gather the water, and then eventually the water will get placed back into the Chuctanunda Creek.
Yep.
And then will become part of the life cycle of water, the water cycle.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is in textbooks.
You can't argue.
Look it up. It's in books.
Yeah. Seventh grade
right.
Textbooks.
Yeah. And we're not talking about local. Like, this is
national.
It's part of the natural
yeah.
water cycle.
Yeah. It's so, we've known about it for years. So sad, you know.
But at the same time, there's no place you'd rather be, right? Like, here we are, just weird. Chilling in the mall,
it's
man.
Weird. I like it. I'm gonna be.
What's
sad.
Funny is that you know they're not gonna do dick about it. Uh-huh. Like most establishments, you would be like, "Hey, that's a fucking. There's a leak in the roof." Like, say this happened at your job.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? They'd be like, "Oh shit, we gotta fix that," and then that shit would be fixed like that day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
put a guy up on the roof in a tent, and he'd reset because that's a flat roof.
Right.
It's right there. We can see it from out the back door. Like where that's happening. And, you know, I mean, maybe you get maintenance out there. Maybe they put up a tent. Maybe they put some tar on the holes.
No, they won't do shit.
Nah, let it go.
Literally nothing will happen.
Not a big deal.
They'll put Ace department store buckets.
Yeah.
In some places, I think they ran out of buckets. That's what happened. Now they're going to be grabbing pots and pans.
You got to have a lot of bowls.
Yeah.
Anything that can catch this water.
Well, that's the good salad bowl. I know, but it's also the good leek bowl.
What are we going to do? Yeah, you want ceiling to cave in? I can't.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? I'm supposed to rain all day at work. Should I put this down? Is this vessel big enough to collect whatever amount of water is going to come in?
You got to do the math on it. Like, yeah. All right, let's see. How much
rain per hour
yeah.
Are we getting?
But then, like, that doesn't mean if they say we're going to get an inch of rain, that's a lot of rain, but there's not going to be an inch of water in here.
No, but it is going to funnel all but from one place. But it funnels all from one place. That's the problem. See, everybody's math is always off.
Yeah. Yeah, you come home and your floor's wet. Son of a bitch. And your wife is like, well, Sean, rain. You know, it's not like the worst because at least it caught some of it.
Shut the fuck up. The fucking purpose. Why are we still live here? Dude, I told you about the first time my basement flooded. I know I did because I had a panic attack. And I called you. We were supposed to podcast that night. And we did end up podcasting. But it was the first time I'd ever experienced that. And I prefaced this all with, we got it fixed and it became less of an issue. However,
I don't remember.
The very first time that I had that problem, I remember running up and down my stairs, not knowing what to do, and like fucking, like with a bucket. Like, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, the rain was stopping as it was starting to do it. So I was like, okay, I know this is going to stop, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then like, what if the ground is just collecting the water? And then it's just purging the water into your basement.
No, that's literally what it was doing. Yeah, so that where I used to live, we found out later, like, because we had just moved in there, like, we found out later, literally everybody on that street has
water in their basement.
Water basement issues. Like, a house up the street lifted their house up last summer and fucking redid the whole foundation because they were like, we're sick of this shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not cheap.
No, and we installed the whole fucking waterproofing system.
That was not
cheap. That was not cheap. And I mean, I'm glad we did it. You know what I mean? It was worth
every
penny.
You were still nervous about it.
Well, yeah, because I didn't know what to expect.
It was so insane. Like, you spent a ton of money putting this shit in.
Thousands of dollars.
And then you were still, like...
And I was still convinced something terrible was going
to happen. Five figures, and then you were like, no, I don't trust it. Like, dude, that's what you paid for. You had guys go in there that were, like, professionals.
Yeah.
That knew what they were doing.
I don't trust people, though.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody either. It's just funny to watch it
play out
somebody
else. And
then
even though an entire year went by where nothing happened, but I was still like, no, something's going to happen.
It's too good. Something bad's going to happen. It's too good.
Mm-hmm.
I live in that world of it's too good. My girlfriend just got a job offer on Friday, and she's been waiting for this job to pop up for a long time. And
she got offered the job. That's cool.
She offered the job, yeah. And, you know, it's like it's a better job, it's more money, the whole thing. Like,
right.
Super.
Everything that shit you hear about.
It's all good. All good. She spent the entire weekend so far just like, This whole thing's gonna fall apart. Like, they offered you the job, you know. Like, you said you'd call them on Monday. Yeah, I know, but I'm gonna call them and they're gonna be like, you know what, we offered it to somebody else. Or, yeah, you know, the insurance isn't gonna work out. Or so I'm like, dude, what? And that's the world I live in too. Like, we were both like that.
Right.
You don't trust it.
In one hand, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? But in the other hand, you're like,
yep.
Oh, yep, I know,
yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah, but you can't say it out loud. You gotta. Unless it's you.
Well, dude, I literally, like, a few weeks ago got called into my boss's office, and I was convinced I was going to get, like, in some shit.
Yeah.
Not that I had done anything.
Well, you do a lot of little shit that pisses people off. You're tough to be around.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
I get that.
Sean, the smell, it's got to stop. It's got to come to an
end.
It's
I'm convinced sometimes that I'm the smelly guy.
Oh, me too.
Even though, like, I know I'm, like, clean and shit, you know what I mean? But I'm always like, do Do I stink?
Is it me?
Do I stink? Because I wouldn't notice if I stink, right?
Did your office stink?
No.
Do you ever get a stink? Like, do you ever smell? See, it's weird because you have like a you have a small office mm-hmm. with not a lot of people that work there. Like in your room, right? There's like 10 people.
In like the cubicles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six people in cubicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, everybody else has like an office.
Right. So your bullpen is relatively small.
Yeah. No, we don't get any smells. But we, a lot of the ladies
sure.
in the office area do, they put the work in to make sure that doesn't happen.
Oh, right.
There's a lot of
product.
Scents
yeah.
and products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything stinks where I work.
Really?
Oh, it's so bad. It's the office is giant. There's a lot of people that work there. There's right. hundreds of people, you know, in this giant open room. And it starts in the morning, man. Like everybody, you come in and people smell good generally, especially this time of year because it's so cold outside.
It's cold. You're not getting sweaty.
Right. And the cold just kills the stink.
Like, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like cold dog shit doesn't smell.
Right.
So,
put that on a t-shirt.
Everything.
Available at hardonpodcast.com. Cold dog shit doesn't smell.
Cold dog shit don't stink. So, everything kind of smells good. People smell like dryer sheets. You can still smell like shampoo. You
right.
know, like
yeah,
people
yeah,
smell.
Yeah.
But then it starts, man. People start getting breakfast.
Stuff starts to linger.
It's fucking eggs.
Eggs
people are getting
stink,
eggs.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's ever been like, because, like, eggs are one of those foods that can only smell bad.
Yeah. Do you smell eggs? Nobody's ever said that.
Oh.
It smells like eggs.
It smells like eggs. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to breakfast. People don't go like, hey, you ever just, you know what I love to wake up to? Just the smell of freshly cooked eggs.
Like,
it's
they like
say,
the
it's
inverse.
Bacon, coffee.
Yeah.
You want those things.
Yeah.
But bacon can smell bad.
Yeah.
If it's like, if it gets burnt or it gets old and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it can smell bad. But eggs can only smell bad.
Right. And syrup can only smell good.
That's true.
Maple syrup only smells good. Nobody ever goes, you smell syrup?
You fucking smell that shit? Dude,
Jesus.
Not to get off base here. Yeah. A local diner posted a poll on their Facebook page. And they were like, what syrup do you guys like? And they took like a poll and like, because people were like, some people were, they were like, settle a debate for us. What's the best maple syrup? You know, and people put, somebody put Mrs. Butterworth, and the options were Mrs. Butterworth, Aunt Jemima, or Log Cabin.
Okay.
Like those were like the, like, hey, pick one. Which
yeah.
one do you guys like?
Yeah.
And then every single motherfucker that answered was like, I only eat, like, the real stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
cool.
Like, shut the fuck up. Like, nobody asked. Like, general consensus is that, yes, real maple syrup is delicious.
Yeah.
But nobody's like, that's not what the fucking question
you
was.
You missed the point of the exercise.
And then people were bitching that, like, I don't believe you guys don't carry real maple syrup at the diner.
Oh,
I can't
Christ.
Believe you guys don't even have that as an option. Shut the fuck up. Sorry, I just had to, that pissed me off, man. That just...
I hear you.
But yeah, but maple syrup only smells good.
It only smells good. But the office, it stinks, dude. And then sometimes, and it goes through like waves. Like there's
yeah.
the early, there's the eggs in the morning. And then like I sit kind of close to a bathroom. So every once in a while.
Every once in a while you get a linger.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like there are other bathrooms. Can you not? Like, right there, man.
Right.
There's people that sit close to this thing. It is horrible.
We have one bathroom.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have, like, the public... Well, I shouldn't say that. Like, for the office, we have one bathroom.
Right.
Like, there are other bathrooms in the building, but...
You can go downstairs.
Right.
Right.
But that's the public bathroom. Like, everybody's going in and out of there.
You said that like there were serfs. That's
yeah,
the public bathroom.
That's the public bathroom.
Yeah. Public is another word for...
Like, I didn't establish this feudalist system to have to go down to the peasant level.
Right.
So we have this one bathroom, which is fine. It's never like a mess or anything like that. And you can hear when people flush the toilet, though.
Right.
And like the bathroom is backed up to the big conference room.
Oh. Okay.
So you could be in a meeting and then you just hear a toilet flush.
And then
you know if they don't wash their hands too, because you hear
yeah.
the sinks too. So everybody's on high alert. Like, did they wash their hands?
Double
did
flusher.
Did they wash?
Double flusher, no hand wash. Ooh.
Ooh. It's that shit with Trump where he's like, there's people out here who flush their toilets 10 times. And then he was like, not me, you people.
Yeah.
He straight up said, like,
yeah, sure.
Man.
Sure.
anyway.
It's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing.
We can hear the soap dispensers too.
Really?
Because they're the
oh, are they like the
yeah. That was it. That's the noise. You just made the noise. So you can hear those through the doors. So that's the real giveaway. If you're a real piece of shit scumbag,
right? You know, they know.
We know. Everybody knows. Sometimes everybody knows. Some turkey and some mistletoe. It gets wet. Like the carpets get wet, you know?
See, we just had our carpets replaced. Oh my God, it's been a year.
Wow.
It's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever said, I think. Can you believe it's been a year since we had the carpets replaced in the office?
News break.
News flash. Attention.
1 year has come to pass.
Attention, man overseas and boys at home. Flash. News break. No, but we used to have dogs come in.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to have dogs come in anymore.
Because we got new carpets.
Because we got new carpets.
Dog yeah, but they used the to,
because the SPCA is like right up the road.
Yeah.
And we were like kind of tight with the guy who runs the SPCA. So like he'd be like, hey, I got a couple dogs here.
Bring your mongrels here.
Like, and so we would like go pick one up in the morning and like they would just hang out in the office all day.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. Dude, there was this one little French bulldog though who took a shit in the office, which they happened all the time, and we fucking clean it up and whatever. Yeah. But like this thing stank so bad, dude. Like this little fucking French bulldog. It's all that rich food the French eat.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Dude, too much.
My cat is the worst.
Yeah.
It wakes me up. I think I've told you this. It wakes me up out of a dead sleep. He doesn't cover it, and it's this giant power struggle that happens every day. He leaves it uncovered, and then Fat Tony runs in and covers
right,
it up.
Right, covers it up for him.
It's just fucking last night.
Fat Tony's like, will you fuck Dennis?
Come on,
dude. Cut this shit out.
Come on, man. You're going to piss somebody off. Like, we got it pretty good here, you know?
Did you see the cats outside? They got it pretty shitty, man.
Gary is fucked up, Dennis.
You see him from the window.
Dennis talks like Christian Bale Batman. And Antoine's kind of like a Mario. Those are their voices.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, they argue all the time. And dude, it's just me. There are times where I am fucking talking to myself as the cats in the shower. And then I'll walk out of the bathroom and the girls are looking at me like wide-eyed, like, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Dude, come on. Yeah.
Like, wait, the cats were talking.
They get into it. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't me. Yes, Dennis is kind of a problem.
That's when they'll know it's a problem, when you think it's actually the cats talking.
Do you hear what he said? Well, I do that sometimes. So like I'll say something and then my girlfriend will be like, what did you say? I'm like, what? It wasn't me. It was Dennis. And she's
Dennis?
Like, what did Dennis say? And I'll be like, no. He did a lot of that shit. Don't touch me. Get off me.
Kieran does this thing, though, like with Finn, where like, because I have my voice for Finn, which is like, hey, like it's this fucking, you've all heard it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So Kieran does this voice for Finn, though, where I'll come home at night and I'll be like, hey, Finn. And she'll be like, fuck you, Dad.
That's funny.
I'll be like, hey, Finn, you want your dinner? And she'll be like, yeah, I do, you piece of shit. I'm pretty sure, though, that's just her getting her aggression out on me.
So
but like through the dog.
Through the dog.
Because she wouldn't say that.
Oh, she tells all her friends, too. She's like, I figured it out.
This just is pretend amazing. You're the dog talking,
that's
and you can
it.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
Whatever
to
you want, yeah.
Call him an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's great.
Thanks for the super shitty Christmas gifts, Dad. I put a lot of time and thought into the shit I buy you. I listen to you when you talk all year.
But no, this is fun.
Yes, this is exactly what I wanted. Oh, that's funny.
So last week when you and I stopped recording,
oh yeah,
I like went to get up and I felt my back explode. I don't know what the hell had happened.
Yeah.
And then I proceeded to lay on the couch for an hour.
Yeah. Yep, with your hand on your head.
And I was like
a real old man.
Like a real old piece of shit.
Like a real piece of shit old man.
Yeah.
Like upside down George McFly from Back to the Future 2.
Right. Well, you're right.
You're right.
Your mom showed
who's
us how to hydrate a pizza.
Oh, I will.
Oh, I will. You're right.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I haven't fucking seen Back to the Future 2. People have no idea. There's zero context. Hydrate level 4, please.
Dad, phone needles. Dad's needles.
Dad's needles. I can't do a Michael J. Fox. It just turns into a Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, young teenage Michael J. Fox, it was Jerry Seinfeld. 100%.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me about the time machine out of a DeLorean?
Sit down and shut up.
So I had hurt my back, and I had had like weird pain before, like in my lower back, but nothing that like prevented me from like doing shit.
Uh-huh.
Like it wouldn't like, it was just like if I slept funny, I'd be like, ugh, and then I have to like kind of stretch it out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or if I like sat funny in my chair at work or something. Like anyway, though, I got up here, and then Saturday, the day after we recorded, I had to like clean some shit out of the garage, and I literally picked up like an empty box, and as I bent over, I fucking
shaklacky,
kapak, done. And
it's always the terminology that they use for like when an athlete gets hurt, like when they tear an ACL, they always say like they heard it explode.
Oh, that's what they say, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Like I heard this terrible. Or like when Paul George broke his leg.
Oh, yeah.
That fucked. Fuck that.
Still not as bad as, oh my God, why am I spacing?
Baron Davis's knee?
No.
That was a bad one.
Sean
Livingston?
Livingston. That was
bad.
He almost lost his leg, dude. Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes you almost lose your leg playing basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you get three rings.
Then you get three rings.
Congratulations.
Then you go to Memphis.
Sorry, Sean.
Enjoy your rings.
it was bad. Like it was gonna snow, so we wanted to clean some shit out of the garage so we could park in the garage.
Yeah.
And we had recently put a table and chairs in storage that we wanted to put Kieran as a crafting room.
Mm-hmm.
And we were gonna put them in there, and Kieran wasn't there, so I was trying to move all this shit, and I was like, well, I can get this table in the house, because it's like a kitchen table, but it's not huge, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's totally something where if I had gotten a hold of either side, I could like lift it up and fucking,
sure,
you know what
put
I mean?
On your He-Man voice there.
I could lift it up. I got it around to the front of the house, but then there are steps up to the house. I literally couldn't pick it up.
Was it painful, or you just couldn't pick it up? Were you like, was it
both?
That? Okay. Did you laugh at yourself for being so weak?
No, I was angry.
Okay.
I was so angry. I was like, this is it. I'm never doing shit again. I was like, might as well fucking throw my skis away.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well fucking like buy all the Icy Hot that Shaq can sell me.
Yeah.
Like all of it.
Have you noticed that he kind of pimps that shit on TNT, like during the show?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like he just straight up is like, he should try some Icy Hot. And nobody gives him shit. It seems like EJ would be like, hey, Shaq, like,
dude,
you're not on the fucking clock, bro.
Check out Charles Barkley just did Conan's podcast, and he gives Shaq shit about exactly that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
He's like, you mean to tell me you think Shaq uses Isaiah Hot? He's like, I guarantee you his insurance is not with the general.
Good.
Oh, yeah. He gives him shit.
That podcast is really good, by the way.
Ernie
Steam
and,
Room. I listened to a couple of them yesterday.
I haven't listened to it
or the other day.
Do they have guests on and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a guest on. The two I listened to there was a guest, so I assume that's a thing. Yeah, but it's good. Chuck is good.
He's
love
funny.
Chuck, dude.
He's just the right amount of don't give a shit. Sometimes I think he says something that's really funny, then he doesn't know why it's fucking funny.
Yeah, like he appears to be stupid.
Right, but then I'm like, he'll say some shit that's really like, yeah, fucking A, Chuck. Like, you're right. Like, I don't know.
On like an EJ impression? Can you do that? Can you get an Ernie Johnson impression down?
Ernie Johnson.
That's not bad.
That's not far off base.
It's not far off base.
He doesn't have like catchphrases and shit. That's the only
dude, it's so funny in the podcast because he speaks in colloquialisms.
There you go.
So he
I couldn't have done that.
So he was talking to Chuck and he's like, yeah, Chuck, and like that, you know, and when we saw that happen, I mean, it was completely off the chain. And to hear EJ saying that,
but he
shit,
sounds like a fucking white dude.
He sounds like a white dude, but yeah, that's how he talks, and it's fucking hilarious. And but then Charles Barkley sounds like a bitter old white dude.
He does.
It's great, you know. Yeah. I don't understand. He was talking about Wi-Fi, whatever. Anyway, now we've digressed three times.
Yeah.
So
I got
Chuck,
my,
you're
I got
back.
The, I got yes. the, I got the table to the front porch.
Yes.
And this kid who lives across the street.
Oh no.
Yeah. When I say kid, he's probably like 22.
No, that's
across
worse.
Across the street. Yeah. Comes over and he's like, "Do you need help?" And I was like, at the very least, I want to put this thing on the front porch. And I was like, yeah, man, if you could give me a hand. Like, with his help. Because I could lift with my arms. You know what I mean? So, like, I was on the bottom of the stairs. And I, like, pushed it up to the... It was bad. I'm mostly fine right now.
Yeah.
But this was a week ago. This was just a week ago. I couldn't do shit.
The lasting damage of this
is that this kid across the street thinks I'm a feeble old man.
Well, he's more than likely going to start banging your wife.
You think so?
Oh, 1,000%. Like, she was probably looking out the window and was like, oh. Oh.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah, but it was like right, it rolled right into the.
Right.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, something like that happens again, here's what you do. Act like you
just kill yourself.
Just walk into traffic. Amble into traffic.
Like, great. Hey, kiddo, if you could back your truck up.
Yeah. Hey, do you need a hand? I do. Here's what I need you to do for me.
I need you to put me in the flatbed of your truck, leave the tailgate open, and then just fucking gun it.
Just
fucking gun it. Go up to Route 30 and just fucking floor it.
Did you hear people were killing themselves by tying a rope around their neck and a rope to a tree and then driving really fast?
Stop.
In a convertible? Yeah, that's a thing.
That's people, a thing?
People are tearing their heads off. Yeah.
Why would that?
I don't know, man.
There are
yeah,
far less painful.
I mean, I don't know how painful it would be. I mean, if you gunned it.
Fair enough. But what if the rope just snapped and you just broke your neck and you're like sitting there alive?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You'd have to use a wire.
Oh, yeah. Cut that shit
clean off. Mm. Yeah.
Fishing line.
Zip.
Well, it's a 30-pound test fishing line there. Oh, yeah.
You know, 191 pounds on 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
V8.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yep. Slant 6. Yeah. Yeah. Allison Tranny. Yeah, that sucks.
And
man.
Then for like the next few days, I like couldn't do shit. I was supposed to meet my family at the Ames pancake breakfast.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Big doings. I couldn't. I was like, I can't. I did go snowblow.
Sean is
infirmed. In the morning.
He won't make it to the pancake breakfast.
But luckily, the snowblower does like all the work. You know what I mean?
I'm still stuck on the pancake breakfast. Is there like an old like doctor?
I've talked about this.
Yeah,
the pancake
still
breakfast.
Makes house calls. Like old Doc Jones.
Yeah,
like where's Sean?
Doc, oh, if you're here,
Doc. Yeah, Sean's home. He's in.
I think I find it pretty incredible that they've never had because it's the Ames Firehouse. How have they never had a fucking call during?
Well, because they're in the building that they protect. It's just that one building.
Right.
Yeah.
And if everybody in town is there, they don't know if their house is on fire.
Exactly. As long as nobody lights this on fire,
yeah, we're good.
We're good. Calls to date, 0.
Dude, lines out the door. I don't know what to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, pancakes are delicious. And, it, you know, it's economic.
They have real maple syrup there.
Of course they do.
Of course
Aunt
they
Jemima
do.
Bullshit. It's because they're racists. But,
right,
you know.
Right.
Whatever. That's a separate podcast.
But no, I changed chairs good. In here today.
You did, yeah.
I'm sitting at like a solid.
Yeah.
Not like a computer desk chair.
No, you're sitting in, yeah, you're.
And I think it's working.
We'll see.
I think I feel better.
We'll see.
Well.
This has happened a few times, and it's not, like.
What do you mean?
Well, like, we'll have something to do, or, I don't know. I have to get in, like, a certain headspace to do this every week, and I like it. I like the way it makes me feel, like,
yeah.
But I have to kind of get charged up, like, okay, and we're going to podcast,
sure.
And it's going to be good, you know? And,
uh-huh.
And there's been a few times over the last bunch of years where. Okay, after the podcast, we're going to do this, and we have to get this done, and we have, like, business to take care of. And of those times, sometimes you'll get hurt sitting here, and then you'll have to stretch out, or you'll inevitably you look at me and go like, I'm really sorry. I just can't. I gotta go. I can't. I'm really, this is really bad.
It has happened a few times.
And I don't know how it happens because I sit across from you doing the same job, and I don't, and somehow you get hurt. Like, I can't
just
hang
have a fucking feeble back.
I can't hang the OSHA sign like days since last injury here,
right?
Because of you.
I don't think it happened here.
You trip it all the time.
I just think that it fucking kicked on.
It seized. You set up.
Yeah.
You seized.
Dude, I don't know what happened.
Oh boy.
But I'm right. Feeling mostly better.
Well, that's good.
When I wake up in the morning, it's a little tight.
And tight.
But then I was like, I can move around now though.
Get some yoga in.
Yeah. It would probably help.
Yeah?
Probably really help.
I hear good things. I fucking... The wagon... Not only did I fall off, the wheels exploded.
Uh-oh.
I went into a ravine. I got bitten by a snake. I have dysentery. Yeah. Well, it was a planned wagon falling
off.
Oh,
okay.
Tara wanted to have a couple of her friends over last night. So I kind of knew it was going to
happen. So that's why you were texting me at 1 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
So I kind of knew it was going to happen. But my God, like I woke up so hungover today that I felt like I was going to have a stroke every second.
I don't know the last time I was hungover.
Jesus. I don't.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Wow. Really bad. Like went down the stairs and realized how bad it was.
Oh man.
Just fucking shaky. I had to sit at the
table for a minute.
You know,
you're holding it together somehow.
I got my shit together. I'm good now. I needed a little hearty breakfast. Yeah.
That'll do it. That explains the soda you're drinking.
Uh-huh.
The caffeine and the sugar.
Yep. But it set me straight though. I feel good now. But holy shit, I put everything inside of me that I could get inside of me. It was just a shit show. I was like a teenager. It was, oh boy. So, you know what? Go to sleep in Dukesbury, wake up in Pukesbury. That's what they say. Yes, they do. But I'm all right now. That's good.
You feel okay? You don't feel an urge to
No.
finish out your weekend strong?
No.
Well, that's good.
No, I'm okay. So I'm good. I'm back on. And I'm awesome. Going to remain on until there is a possibility that we're going to have some big news about Middle Tour.
Yes.
Next week. I will say this. There may be a Q&A involved. And in that case, I am going to have a fucking buzz on.
Yeah?
Dude, I couldn't get out and say, hi, thanks for coming to the people that showed up to the premiere ever. And we knew a lot of them. So, you know.
That could make it worse, though.
You think
when you know everybody. When you don't know anybody, who gives a fuck?
Me.
The whole thing could be a disaster. And it's like, well, I have some story we can talk about.
I guess. Yeah. So.
But at the same time.
It's a couple months away.
Yeah.
I think I'll be okay.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Anyway, yeah. So that's I feel good now. So, what do I got? Oh.
You were in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this fucking.
What are we doing?
Podcast. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Check. Copy.
Right.
There was this kid.
You can't talk in front of people who are actually in the room with you. You should at least be able to talk to people who aren't in the room with you, which is what we're doing right now.
Sometimes I wish that this was a video podcast only for this that I'm about to show you.
I'm loading up Twitter. All right. Yep.
No, cancel.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen this?
These gals have been all over the social media lately.
It's like a drumstick. You hungry? Well, it does. Tammy,
Yeah?
You're a terrible person, Jay.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jay, you are a terrible human being. A terrible, terrible. People have no idea what we're laughing at.
I know. Yeah.
So what show is this from?
I don't know.
I can't stop. Oh my god. This is the one. This is the show that people will be like, you know what? Fuck those guys. This will be the one where people go out of their way to say, Sean, these two are terrible motherfucking people.
I know, but
I hate you right now. Oh. I don't, because it is funny. But it's
the best. It's from 1,000 Pound Sisters.
That's actually the name of the show.
Yeah, there's a couple of gals who are presumably five bills a piece. I don't know. And they're driving. Well, they're riding in this van, and it looks like they nearly get into an accident.
Right. And the guy driving the van,
he slams on the brakes. And the girl in the back,
who can't have a seatbelt on.
No.
Like, and I'm saying, like, can't physically have a seatbelt on.
She propels forward into the seat in front of her. And it is fucking hilarious.
And all the cameras pick it up.
Oh.
And all the stuff sitting in the back
just
fucking rockets towards her. And now she's like stuck in no man's land where no one wants to be, between especially the front and back seat.
Oh, God.
The responses are great. Like, this guy's like, yo, why no one helped her?
The two of them in the front holding hands while Tammy in the back. Not sure if she's going to make it or not. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
See, and then you see people being mean, and now you feel bad.
I know, but...
Tammy ain't all right.
Shit. Tammy? Oh, boy. Yeah, that was hard for me to keep together. I apologize.
I think what makes it... Of course, right before, she's like, that cloud looks like a drumstick.
Yeah. You hungry.
I've watched these before. There's a clip of her one calling the other one a fat bitch or something like that. She's like, you fat bitch.
I've never even heard of the show before.
I have a unhealthy obsession with scrolling through TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because I miss Vine so much.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen clips from that show on there pretty consistently, and like, yeah, it's like funny shit that they say to each other. Like they say stupid shit to each other all the time. Like the one girl was like saying shit like, oh, you're fat, like you're fucking fat, or like she misspoke and called one thing. Shit, not fuck. No, I hate when I can't remember something on the spot. But yeah, like, no, like for some, that show has like been picked up by like social media has discovered this show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see you, Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard of it, but my God, my favorite thing is watching people fall, and I'm not proud of
it. Oh, it's terrible, right? Like I'll watch news bloopers.
Dude.
Shit like that. Where things just go horribly wrong.
Yes.
One of the best clips on the internet is that fucking bitch who falls in the snow while she's running.
I don't know if I know.
There's like a snowstorm going on in the news or Weather Channel or something are out on location, and they find these two people out jogging, and then the woman is like, it's the perfect texture for snow for running. It's very low impact. And then, have you seen this?
No.
Oh, just look up woman or jogger falling in snow. Okay. Like, and I guarantee people know what I'm talking about. Because like, and this woman just fucking, she says like, oh, it's the perfect texture for running. And then gets not 20 feet away and fucking falls on her ass and slips and falls on the ice.
Yep.
Yeah, this is it. This is it.
Oh.
And it's just the fucking tone the woman has when she's like, it's the perfect
camera. Right, exactly. We do control Lisa Bailick, yes, though, we send her out to North Portland tonight. Lisa, you were showing us that snow piling up there in North Portland on North Mississippi. It's just hard to believe.
It is incredible. In fact, I just asked, and Bruce just said they've got about 3 inches here in North Portland right now. I caught up with Chelsea and Michael, who were jogging by, and were nice to just stop for a quick second.
Jogging.
And I said, what are you doing running? And you're saying it was really good out?
It's the perfect texture for running. Very low impact, and it's dry snow, so your feet don't get wet.
What have you seen while you've been out running?
It's been a lot of fun. There's a lot of other runners and more skiers than runners, for sure. I think they've got a little bit of the advantage with the whole stride and glide thing, but it's too nice to not be out here.
Yeah, it's incredible, though, just to see even people still on their bicycles.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it with the bikes. Like, braking, at least we can control, you know. At worst case, we can just slide right through a stop sign,
like,
and
people.
We'll be okay because we're pretty visible at night.
Did this surprise you, this snow?
This much of it, I think. When we woke up this morning, we were definitely surprised by how much there was. We were sort of joking that it was a nice dusting, but the reality is this is a real chunk of snow, giving Hood a run for its money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we're both California kids, so we haven't had many snow days in our lives, so this is pretty exciting.
All right, well, go ahead and keep on the run. Sorry to have kept you, but I appreciate you guys talking with us.
Stay warm.
All right, thanks. We've seen a lot of people out here, like you said, running, sledding, just enjoying it. One thing, oops, that can happen. Unfortunately, looks like Chelsea's okay. You okay?
You asshole.
Yes, okay. It is slippery out here. There's no question about it. And one thing.
Oh my God, that was good.
Wasn't that great? That is one of the. That is what this video is. What the internet is for.
It's for.
Like,
well, it's the perfect story, right? Because like you meet them, they're too attractive.
There's
kids.
A beginning. There's a middle. There's
right.
A, there's
you
a
grow
lot
to hate
on.
Them.
Yeah.
Right. Because
they
they're
quickly
assholes.
Become the antagonists of this story.
Just by being assholes, like with their stupid perfect teeth and their fucking high visibility Nike gear, mm-hmm. like everything about them kind of sucks. They're incredibly dumb for being out there. And then the triumph when she eats shit.
Oh my God. There's a true like.
It's a real story. It's an arc. Yeah. Wow, that was great.
The moment where she just fucking eats it.
Thank you for that.
And I love that they comment on it.
Yeah, and then she's too embarrassed to turn around.
Yeah, and she just runs off.
Yeah. Well, what else is she going to do?
What is she going to do, right?
Oh, look at her. Look at her busting her ass. Hey!
Oh, I wonder if she hits her head.
Oh, she hit her?
No, she just hit her back, but still.
Let's watch that again. Oh! Yeah, that was shoulders. That was all shoulders.
Yeah. Right? Fucking Portland, man.
Boom. It's Portland, huh?
Fucking Portland.
Yeah. That's not that much snow.
That's really not that much snow.
No.
But, I mean, that's a West Coast storm, for sure.
For sure, man.
For sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
that's
they got
talk.
Dumped on,
yeah,
for sure.
Give Hood a run for its money, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Slide and glide.
Yeah.
That guy had
a lot
that
of skiers out.
He had that right at his fingertips, too. Slide and glide.
Slide and glide.
What a piece
and what
of
did she
shit.
Do?
Slid and glid.
And he's like, we kind of have the advantage to be able to control. Yeah. That's what made it perfect. He's like, oh, if we like, we can come to a like, dude, you don't know what ice is.
Foreshadowing.
You fucking.
Did you see
a couple California kids
confused like puppies? Like, what just happened? What? Did you see that?
Did you know snow hurts? Snow can hurt.
They're so confused.
God.
Oh, that's wonderful.
My God.
You know what else the internet is for? I found
pornography.
Yep.
Turns guys, out. Have you heard of this?
Dude,
I know you never saw that video of the woman falling down, but have you heard? Do you know there are people having sex on the internet?
This is crazy.
Dude, I don't want to make a big deal out of this because I don't want to
I don't want to blow it up.
Like, is this allowed?
Oh, yeah.
Is this allowed?
It's illegal. Yeah. This must be the dark web. This is what we're talking about.
I found the dark web. Let's go to this website called
Pornhub.com. Yeah. YouPorn. It looks like the YouTube logo, but it's not the YouTube logo. It's like the dirty YouTube.
Red tube.
Yeah. Tubate. Because you get it, it's like masturbate, like tubate, like to masturbate. Oh, these guys are geniuses.
I was trying to get my sister a pet. I found this website called X Hamster.
I was trying to buy my ex girlfriend a hamster because she liked hamsters.
Yeah.
So I went and to, I typed in X Hamster in the Google.
Is it strange to give my ex a hamster? And I found this.
Is it strange to give my stepsister, hot stepsister? but what I did find was this guy and his brother.
Okay.
Over the course of 8 years,
it's a long time.
Shot an exact replica, like a shot for shot, real life version of Toy Story 3.
They just reshot the movie?
They reshot the movie, like with toys. I'm going to play a little piece of it here.
Please do.
I'm going to do it.
Well, they even did the fucking Pixar intro.
Yeah, stop motion.
Good for them.
8 years, bro.
Okay, that's digital, right?
Huh?
The text is digital, I hope. It might not be, though.
That's Play-Doh for sure.
Wow. Holy shit. This is work.
Yeah.
Wow, they got green screen shit. I appreciate them not moving the mouth on Woody.
I think they did there,
but they don't like form words. It looks like
no, they definitely don't talk. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man.
Darn it, Barbie. Okay, but things are complicated around here.
It's crazy how much work that they did.
Yes. Wow, even the glow-in-the-dark shit.
Fucking like... 8 years, man. What number one, what would possess somebody to continue the work?
To keep doing it. Like, do you think there were times where, like, one of them was like, listen, I think we're done.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
We can't keep doing this.
How long have we been doing this? You know how much technology changes in 8 years?
Could you imagine you and I working on one movie for 8 years?
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, eventually we'd be like, this isn't happening.
Yeah, we gotta just give
up. We need to move on.
And it's not like this is... I mean, I hope this leads to something big for them.
How many views does this have?
Oh. 95,156.
I mean, that's a lot, but that's not fucking 8 years of work.
It went
a
up,
lot.
It went up yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
In the first day, it's got 100,000 hits.
All right, I take back what I said. What about their channel? Do they have other shit on their channel?
Je ne sais. Let's see.
No, the channel is called Toy Story 3
Earl.
IRL.
Oh, right, whatever. Yeah, no, that's what they're... Yeah, it's got...
And they made a trailer 7 months ago. A year ago, they had a trailer. Oh, and then they... Oh, okay, so there was an update.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. How many videos do they have on the channel? Because if this was like a process where like people were like following them and shit, they didn't do anything until 3 years ago, though.
Yeah.
As far as like on their YouTube channel. Maybe that was their cutoff point. Maybe 3 years ago they were like, listen, let's start posting some shit to YouTube, and if people are interested in watching this, then we'll keep making it.
Yeah. I bet you they started like getting close.
Yep, this all makes sense now.
We've had to collect quite a few toys to contribute to this project.
Because of this guy?
Including the monkey.
Yeah.
Because he's autistic?
And Chatter Telephone. One of the craziest things we've had to do, though, is find every one of Ken's outfits.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, they put the work in.
We managed to find all of Ken's outfits.
Dude,
on eBay, except for
his
one.
This one. Room...
Looks like
Andy's room.
Because the Ken doll that came with that outfit,
this is
based on one that was only produced in Europe.
This could be a little serial killer type shit, though.
Found him on Etsy for 20 doll hairs. No. Okay. All right.
Like,
well,
I get that he's
thanks
a fan.
And stay tuned for future updates.
But he looks to be like 25-ish.
Right.
His
Which
room is painted
was...
like Andy's room.
Well, this is from 3 years ago.
Sure.
This is November 1st, 2016.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Pretty impressive. See, that's dedication.
It's
and that's
dedication.
Also super, super, like, next pro level indie filmmaking. Like, you don't have any actors. You don't have any locations. You're going to make all of it yourself. You're going to do this shit. Yeah, 100%.
You also don't have to write the story.
Well, right,
you don't
of course.
Have to create a shot list. You don't have to.
Well, right. Those are the negatives.
Those things are done for you.
Right, but if
I'm not knocking
if
him
you
for doing
swing
this.
That around and you say they wanted to make something, and they made something using this existing framework, then it's pretty amazing.
I'm not knocking it at all.
It feels like you're knocking.
Okay, I shouldn't say at all, but I am knocking it maybe like a little bit. But like
real cunt.
It's impressive.
Super impressive. 8 years, man.
But I'm curious, what are they gonna get out of it?
Well, right. So they spent
maybe the joy of doing it was what they got out of it. You know what I mean? Maybe their hobby is doing this like stop motion stuff. So like I can't. Maybe the joy of making it was what they wanted to get out of it, and they were like, hey, we can also share this thing once it's over. Don't get me wrong, that video is going to make them a lot of money just on YouTube alone if they can monetize it. Was it monetized?
I don't know, I didn't notice. I don't think so.
You can go back. It'll if there's like the little yellow
dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, well, no, like the go back, click on the video.
Where is it?
Is it? It's right there.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Up top.
It does not appear to be monetized.
Yeah, they can't. It's a
because it's all copywritten.
Yeah,
audio.
Right. I hope that they don't get pulled.
Right.
Because it's not like it's like a little studio, man. It's the big one.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest studio.
Yeah.
So hopefully that it doesn't get. Oh my god, the scene where they're going to the fucking spoiler alert. I haven't seen fucking Toy Story 3.
God.
Wow, just as heart wrenching, fucking.
Oh,
Jesus. Wow.
Crazy that they did this. Anyway, now we're just watching videos.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry.
I refused to watch Toy Story 4 with my daughter yesterday.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I can't. She wanted to watch it. She's seen it once. She wanted to see it in the movies, and her first reaction was that I wouldn't be able to handle it emotionally. So I'm glad we have that relationship.
She understands what you can and can't handle.
That I'm fragile.
That's good.
She protects me.
Right.
My daughter, my little kid daughter, protects me, which is nice. But she wanted to watch it. It's on Disney Plus now, and she was into
it
yesterday.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I couldn't do it. Yeah, I gave her the big N-O.
I've heard some shit. I haven't seen it yet.
You've heard some shit?
I've heard some shit.
Like some shit about the movie?
Yeah.
Or like the quality of the movie?
No. The quality of the movie I've heard is fine.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like moments in the movie that have been spoiled for me, I guess. It's been out for fucking ever. It's my own fault that I haven't seen it yet.
Mm. I'm starting to get there with Star Wars.
I've heard some shit about Star Wars.
I'm like, trying not to, but
fucking,
it's not anybody's fault.
Thing on Yahoo. Fucking spoiled something for me. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
And yes, I understand that I still use Yahoo as my homepage.
I do
too. It's nostalgic and it makes me feel like everything is right with the world.
It's weird that I do the same thing and it's so rare to find somebody like that. And I remember you divulging that bit of information to me. And it was like, I felt like we were in like this, like we just found out that we were both like in the Skull and Bones Club. Like,
right.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, this whole time. Why didn't we know this?
Yeah.
No, it just feels. When I open a web browser, the first thing I need to see is Yahoo, the Yahoo homepage. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I have other tabs also open.
Yeah.
Like Google is the second open tab. You know what I mean?
It's a superior search engine.
Absolutely.
But I'm with you 1,000%.
But for some reason, I just like.
Oh, I know.
Yahoo being
my homepage. First search engine. First thing I ever did on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
Was search for a photo of Alyssa Milano's boobies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what most people do, right?
Yeah.
Britney Spears was a popular one for my age group.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was one of the last cats to get the internet in my neighborhood, though.
We got it.
Guys, we got it.
It was a game changer.
Oh, absolutely. And we straight up stole the internet for probably 3 years.
The whole thing?
Yeah, all of it.
Wow.
No. In my home, we did not pay for the internet for probably 2 years.
You were just jacking somebody's Wi-Fi?
We didn't have Wi-Fi at that.
Right.
We jacked their, we just shared their fucking login for their fucking, like, internet provider. And that shit worked for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
That shit just worked.
Dial-up, yeah.
Yeah, for dial-up.
Yeah.
And we thought, like, oh, it'll only work when they're not online, though. Or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
not fucking true.
Not
like,
true.
Like, all you had to do was be like, just fucking, like, log in.
Yeah.
And we just jacked their internet.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they were just cool with it. They just knew, like.
Yeah, that's really nice of them. They're like the proto Netflix account sharers.
It was like sharing a Netflix subscription. Yeah, like, we were like, we got a computer, and they were like, oh, well, just we plan. Like, I remember getting a computer, and the plan was we would like call the fucking phone company and get internet. And then my neighbor, who was my like best friend at the time, was like, oh, well, let's just see if we can log into. Like, let's just see if we can log into my.
Sure can.
Oh, you can.
Put in the number.
Fuck yeah.
Put in the name and password. Oh, I forgot all about that. I forgot about the excitement. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And just the sound of the dial-up connection. Yeah. And once it was successful.
I remember the first time it worked. I remember, like, because my friend had his dad is always into, like, tech and shit. Now, he wasn't, like, a nerd about stuff, but he's a business owner.
So he had shit.
Yeah, he's like a cook, but he's like into genealogy, and so he was always like, "Oh, I want to start my own website." And we were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah,
like, you know. But he did. He actually bought a domain, and he had this site up, and it was super rudimentary, but it was like the story of his family coming from Italy, and like, you know, like this is real like protozoic times, totally. You know. But he was doing it. So I was always up there, super fascinated. We were on like the very early chat rooms. It was all Prodigy internet shit.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We'd get up there and like start shit with people, and it was awesome. But finally the time came. Like, I had been talking to my mom about it forever. Like, you know, and you know how it is. It's like everything is always a hard sell.
Yeah.
You know, like you, it's like getting like, HBO.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, like, look, it's going to help me with school. like that whole thing,
right?
When it wasn't yet, it was like this shit wasn't even. Yeah, there was like four web pages,
right?
So, finally, it happened. Like, we got a computer. Actually, my uncle gave us a computer that he had just gotten a new one, and he was like, "You guys just take this one, you know."
Right.
So I remember, like, it was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, "Oh my god, this is ridiculous!" And getting it set up, and the dial up box pops up. And I'm like, here it is. This is happening, you know?
This is it.
And it's making the noise, and it's connecting. And there was like a picture of like the graphic was like a modem talking to like a globe.
Yeah.
And it had like dots that would like go back and forth. And I remember when that last dot connected back and the fucking screen went away. And I was like, you know, is it on? Again, Back to the Future too. Like, are we back? And then the plane flies overhead, you know? Like, that's how big it was. Like, holy shit.
Right.
It's all right here. Oh, so exciting. And now, you know, however 25 years later, however long it's been, it's just who gives a shit.
Yeah, we're just
stealing. We come full circle. We're stealing internet from our neighbor here. And
well, it's public.
Sure. And
is it a fucking ethical dilemma, right?
Yeah.
Is it stealing internet if it is a public internet source?
Right. No.
I mean, is it?
No.
It's not really.
No. And who gives a shit?
I mean, password protected.
No. I mean, they have like a sign-in page that says that you authorize, you know, by like, we're going to watch your web traffic. We have a right to kick you off. All that shit.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Great.
I don't care.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm going to be in here in my office watching NBA streams.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. But the new place where we're moving... The new place.
Yeah, keep it on the DL.
When we move out of this this place, I think next month. I'm thinking at the end of next month. Free Wi-Fi.
Fucking A.
And it's fiber optic. Fiber.
Oh, no shit.
Fiber. So, wow. Yeah.
And I come over just to download shit.
Just to download shit. Yeah, dude, it's right down the hill from your house, too.
It's like literally.
Like, yeah. So when you say you're going to be there at 7 o'clock and it's quarter after 7.
Yeah, it's bullshit, right?
I am going to be so fucking furious. Mm-hmm. I will walk up the hill to your house and just stand on your porch until you walk out the door. That's definitely going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
This, all right. Couldn't be any closer unless we put it in your basement.
And I'd still be late.
Yeah, probably. It's going to be fun, though. Dude, we have to see. You got a bulky back. Shit. We got to move some shit, man. We got to move some shit.
I'm feeling.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some time. Mm-hmm. Give you the Zion Williams treatment.
Yeah. Did you see him go off the other night?
Yeah.
That felt like a moment.
And then
had won the game, that would have been, yeah.
Why? I mean, why? This is the other question. I mean, these kids, like, I get it. They're like thoroughbred horses and shit.
Right.
You got to protect them. But they're kids. They're children. They're
He's 19 years old.
They're not done growing. Like, their bones are still soft.
Right.
Like, they're fine, man. Let them play ball. Let them do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is craziness. You know, I get it. If you get hurt, if you're all fucked up, but this kid hasn't played basketball since like the summer, and then they, you know, he's doing his job.
Did you hear? Did you watch any of the game?
No, I just watched the highlights of him. It was like 4 minutes of him just going batshit, right?
Yeah. Well, I watched the first half.
Yeah.
And dude, he didn't look great. He looked like out of shape, and
yeah, he's always looked like that.
Yeah, but no, like he was dogging it, man. He couldn't run up the court.
He didn't have his wind.
He was like. Sweat pouring off him. He looked like old Shaq. Yeah, he looked like Shaq in his last year of the league.
He hasn't played professional basketball in 6 months.
Oh no, I get it, man. But you should have heard it was the best commentary team they could have had for that game, because fucking Van Gundy,
I love him,
and Greg Anthony.
Right.
They were like, they're not gonna fucking pull their punches on Zion.
Nope.
They were like, tell
Look
you
at
what,
this fat piece of that's, shit.
They might as well have said that. They were like, he needs to get in better shape if he's gonna be playing. Like, I'll tell you one thing. I know he's coming back from injury, but he needs to get back in shape.
That's what they were afraid of when he went out. They were saying, like, all right, he's prone to overeating. He's prone to being a dummy when it comes to this shit. And I think I heard Charles Barkley reached out to him and told him, like, look, don't do what I did. Because Chuck was like, did he say he was 305 pounds? He was like 300 pounds at one point in his career, and he couldn't do shit. Like, mm-hmm. And then finally somebody smacked the shit out of him and he lost like
somebody
80 pounds
gave him
or something.
Shit and was like, you need to lose.
Yeah, but he was in bad shape.
And you'll be really good.
So I think Chuck reached out to this kid and was like, dude, like, come on. You're the second coming. Like, don't.
You have a huge opportunity.
Don't throw it away for a Big Mac. Like, get your shit together. And dude, when you're that rich, what excuse do you have? You have a nutritionist.
Yeah.
You have a personal trainer.
You could have a person being like, this is what you're eating today.
That's it, man.
Eat these things.
And you're going to
know other things.
Yeah, you will lose all the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is exactly what it
just
takes.
Just do your job, which is to your job is to work out. When you're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you play the games. The real, like, work you're putting in is working out.
Definitely.
Yeah. When you're playing the games are supposed to be like the, like.
Games are the payoff. It's the part everybody sees. But all the work is in practice and in you know, private training and all that shit all
right.
day. Yeah, so you just go to work. I'm going to give you the food that you need to eat. It's all going to be delicious because...
You don't have to make it.
Yeah, right.
You literally just like, here's your food.
You don't have to go shopping. You don't have to do anything. You're covered. You have this entire organization. The entire organization is behind you.
The organization will probably... But you don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah, no.
This isn't coming out of your salary.
No, don't worry about it.
The organization's paying for this shit.
We're all set.
Yeah.
We got you, boo-boo. And he's like, yeah, I know, but fucking french fries, right? Yes.
Tell you what, take a month at the end of the season. Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Yeah. But then you got to fucking...
Then you got to take it off, sir.
Yeah. Until you're like... You can do that for the next 10 years.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And then after that, you're going to have to just year-round not be a piece of shit.
Yeah, you can have a milkshake once in a while. Yeah. Yeah, metabolism slows down. They're children. Children. We're children. We're children. Yeah, anyway, basketball. Am I right? Sorry, guys.
On the next episode of the Hardwood Podcast.
Hey, long time coming.
Yeah, we're going to have big news for Middletown soon.
Wow, big news. It's hard for me not to talk about now, but I'm not going to do it.
It'll be here before you know it.
I know. So. Like in the next few days, we should be hearing some shit, which is exciting.
Yeah, we will let you all know.
We will say this. Things are progressing nicely for our little movie that can.
Things are going about as well as we had hoped.
Yeah, really. Yeah. But we'll have more to talk about next week on that.
Yeah.
But
in the meantime, you can go to MiddletownMovie.com.
You could.
You can go and sign up for the newsletter. Not the newsletter, but like sign up for more information.
Yeah.
At MiddletownMovie.com.
We'll holler at you.
Yeah. Or go to Facebook.com/MiddletownMovie. Right?
Yep.
Or just search Middletown Movie on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook. And on Twitter at HardOnPod. Go to HardOnPodcast.com/episodes. Find every single episode of this motherfucker.
That was just vulgar.
Motherfucker?
Yeah, why? I mean, I want to
try to make it as.
Next week, I want to not swear at all. Let's see if we can get through a podcast.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get through one like we were on the radio.
It would be really nice to not have to check that little explicit box.
Just one time.
Just one time.
We'll get all the way to the end.
Because iTunes, it's required. If you fuck that up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we'll come into like some real dirty music. And then, but we'll be super clean the whole time.
I don't see nothing wrong.
With a little bump and grind. Oh, yo. That dude is guilty AF.
Oh, absolutely.
Holy shit. I started watching that documentary.
Oh, you just started watching it?
Just started watching
it. Oh, yeah. It's bad.
Oh, my God. It is batshit crazy. Like, dude is like keeping girls. I mean, I feel like a Luddite. Like, did you guys hear that? R. Kelly.
Did you hear about R. Kelly?
But for real.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, I watched that shit about a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Robert.
I said Robert.
Robert.
I'm a grown-ass man.
See, now that guy, not guilty AF.
Correct.
Thank you. All right. Hey.
Is that how you end the podcast? Is by saying free Aziz.
Free Aziz.